Hello and welcome to the Freaking Awesome Podcast. It is Thursday, January 2nd, 2020, and I'm John Abaya, and joining me today is my futuristic bear brother,
Ben,
Benjamin Abaya. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Well, welcome to the future.
Well, hello.
Well, now it's actually the present now.
It is the present.
It's 2020. We look back.
Do you say 2020 or 2020?
2020.
Or 2000...
It's going to be 2020.
20.
What?
Like,
what was the difference from the other one?
No, I was thinking about if there's another way to say 2020 without... Oh, you know how like some people say 2020? Yeah, 2020.
No, it's actually 2020.
2020.
2020. 2020. Oh, no, are you going to say 2020?
Yeah.
Or
2020. You know, like some people say and.
But if
you
have 2020.
If you have and in the middle of that sentence, yeah. Do you know what that means?
No, I don't.
It means there's a decimal point in there.
What? Really?
Yeah.
So when you say like $4.50?
Yeah, there's a decimal point. Yeah.
So say 12.50. People say that though.
Yeah, $12.50.
So are they talking about $2,050?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. Welcome to our mathematic podcast, the Freaking Awesome, where we usually discuss the things we watch, play, listen, and read throughout the week. And we do a trailer talk and we conclude with a main discussion. We don't have any of those. Well, we do have a main discussion.
Yes.
This week's main discussion is to finish our Freaking Awesome list of 2019. Remember, it's 2019 for that list. And what good way to finish
it
in 2020?
We might even begin the list this today, too.
Wait, what? We'll start it off by listing everything that we had. A couple of weeks ago, we entered more. This will basically round it off to 19 stuff today. Real quickly,
the first 15.
The first 15 is Dark Chocolate Oreos, Brandon Ferris, OP Colemates, Ginger Ale, Lemonade, Canadian Drive, Disney, everything about Disney, not just like Disney Plus, Persona 5, Endgame Original Soundtrack, Spotify Playlist, Lizzo, Parasite, DaBaby, Black Dresses, Daybreak, Doom Patrol, Apex Legends, Itch.io. Oops.
Whoa. Well, starting with yours, I guess.
Yeah. Starting with mine. Number two, Itch.io. All those other
number
ones.
Number two, number 16.
All those other ones were just one thing. It's top at all. So that's all number one right there. But number...
There's no actual numerical
order. If you want to like know the significance of all those other ones I just said, listen to last week's episode. I'm not going to repeat the same thing what I did last week. But we're just going to start off this week. Number 16, itch.io. If you guys don't know anything about this, it's a website where you can buy indie games, any type of games. Go over there. You can support creators. All the money goes 100% to the creators. So unlike Steam, Epic Store, what was it, Origin, where they get like a percentage of the game profits, this one gets 100%. You can tip them. You can add more money or less money or whatnot to all the designers who are on there. The reason why I added this year, this site's been here for a long time. This year, though, I really made a push of playing a lot of different games. I think this is the most games I've ever played in my life, like in 1 year. Like when we were kids, we used to just play like 3 or 4 games. But now I'm adult. I have more time, but I only have limited time actually to play not a lot of large games. But this year, I played a lot of games, and mostly because of Audrey, my wife. Ben won't say my wife.
My wife.
Yeah. Is this Call Me Bam Bam? Because you're on your phone.
Oh, yes.
Have you listened to the best of the Call Me
Bam Bam? No, not yet.
Okay. They make fun of each other because they're always on their phone. Okay. this year I played a lot of games with her. I can literally name the whole list. Just to name a few, like games that are mainly designed by a lot of like indie diverse designers,
developers
that you don't see their type of voices. Like games that are LGBTQ positive, games that are like horrific, like they. Have like this indie PS2 type style, like games you don't usually see on mainstream things. Like it's nice to find a platform that you can play that all. If you want to check it out, like I said, I'll name just a few of the games that we played. Monster Girl Maker, You Left Me, what is this? The Shadows That Run Along This Our Car.
Whoa.
Dungeons and Lesbians, The Night That Speaks, Enhanced.computer. I think that's one of our first ones we played. This one is going to be Pair Medium 2, The Girl in the Road. And the list goes on. And then all the games that we play are from like, we mostly go to like games that we know that we like the creator. So the three creators that we play a lot of is Angela He, right? And NPC Casey. They play, they make a lot of games. And then the other one is Grace Broxer. Or I forgot how to say her name, actually. I'm looking it up right now how you say her name. But she makes a Frog Detective game. And we recently released an episode about that. Yeah, Broxner. Yeah, that's her name. But yeah, if that's, I added it because of that one reason. We have almost, I think 56 videos on our YouTube page of just us playing itch.io games. So go check that out if you want on our site. And that's the main reason why I added it, because it was like a big influence for me.
Can I pitch you a spinoff of what your date it? Night that we're. I'm actually thinking, I didn't tell my wife yet about this, but because I was thinking of making a YouTube show,
okay,
off of like the on the freaking awesome YouTube page.
Uh-huh.
I want it because you guys are called Date Night. Uh-huh. I want us to do one that's a cooking series. Uh-huh. That's called Bake Night.
Oh, that would be really cool.
But what we do, you guys play video games, uh-huh, but what we're gonna do is when we watch a film while we're baking, we'll talk about the film.
Wait, this is going to be like a 2.5 hours?
No, it's going to be fast forward and everything. Okay. But it's probably like, you know, as long as yours, probably like 15 to 30 minutes long.
Okay, yeah. That would be a really good idea.
I was thinking like what we're baking will be related to like the film we watched.
What if you watch Chef?
The one John Favreau chef. Oh, make something that looks like chef hats.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like cookies.
Not like recipes from the show.
No.
That's what I was thinking of.
I mean, you can't. What would be the recipe for Parasite?
Oh, I don't know. I never watched Parasite, yeah. So I don't know if there's like a hidden.
Or
like,
okay,
give me a movie that I watched. I'll pitch you
The Rise of Skywalker.
Rise of Skywalker. I will have a rose.
It has to be baked.
Okay.
Yeah.
A rose that's hidden inside a pie that you never see. Only once every. Or you only see it 73 seconds or something.
It's a minute. Like or 2 minutes, yeah, or 2 minutes. Yeah.
Yep, that's my
actually, that would be a good idea to do one.
And the pie is like dark and light,
yeah,
which represents the good and evil of Star Wars.
Okay, the balance,
yeah. And one of them is Palpatine. No spoilers.
Palpatine,
what's his name?
I don't know.
I don't think it's Palpatine is a drink, right?
No,
Palpatine.
I think
Palpatine.
Palpatine.
I'm not even gonna look this up.
Yeah.
Supreme? No, not Supreme. I always
Supreme
say Supreme
Snork.
No. Sork. I always call him Supreme because he kept on Empire. Emperor.
Yeah.
Empire. Palpatine.
Fox's Empire.
What?
Fox's Empire. The show Empire.
Oh, okay. Yeah. For a moment there, I was like,
speaking
boxes.
Of baking, it's cookies because there's the character cookies in Empire.
There anyway, is.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were going to do a segue to your pick, but
no.
Went to Empire.
Well, speaking, are you done with itchy?
Itch.io.
Yeah. Speaking of baking, because I'm thinking about baking, I'm going to go to my pick.
What do you use for baking, Ben?
Watchmen?
Watchmen?
No. That'll be my other pick. Knives at some point? No, you don't use knives as much. Unless you're
cut.
No, apples. If you were making apple pie, you would have to cut them, peel them, then cut them.
Yeah. With a knife.
Yeah, with a knife. So my pick of this list I'm going to include is Knives Out. Oh, we're not doing the trailer.
No trailer.
That's the old way we used to do. It's Rian Johnson, written and directed by him. Famous for, did you know he made The Last Jedi?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought
that was like his first movie.
I thought J.J. Abrams did all three Star Wars films. I did not know he.
Who knew that he made the best one?
Yeah, same here. I did not know that too.
Anyway, we were joking, but we knew about that. But he made, he written and directed The Last Jedi. After that, he went out, he wanted to do his own film. No, you know, big budgets or.
how much is Chris Evans?
I think they, I don't think it's that much of a budget that they spent on this. Let me. They spent how much money you think this made? I mean, how much they spent on knowing. Here are the stars. Okay, of how Knives about
this? How much money did it make? And then I'll go off how much it really made.
How much do you think the box office?
I think it made less than 100 million. Maybe like, I say 70 million.
Okay. I'm going to name those stars. And then,
do you have the actual number?
Yeah, okay, I do. Yeah. So this is starring Ana de Armas. Hopefully I'm saying that right. Daniel Craig, Chris Evans, Jamie Lee Curtis, Michael Shannon, Don Johnson, Toni Collette, Lakeith Stanfield, and Christopher Plummer. That's a lot of stars.
Yeah. A lot of them are big names too. So I would say the budget of the film is, I think it made its money back. So I would say about.
Remember, Ryan Johnson came from an indie.
Yeah.
Indie filmmaker.
And went back. Yeah. He
made his big budget film
and it went back.
Yeah.
But modest. I don't think that's indie. It's not like.
Well, they call it a micro budget now.
It's not like Brick.
No.
Okay, it's not Brick.
That does actually. That's like, true. I think it was indie. Like 500,000 they spent on that. Yeah.
I would say this is probably. I think it made its money back. I think it made more than 70 million. So I would say 70 million.
You think he made it for 70 million?
No. That's too much, actually. 50 million. I'll say 50 million.
You're close. It was 40 million.
Okay,
he made it for.
I think it made 70 million. How much do you have the number for?
He made 70 million times three.
Oh, really? That's a lot. That's good.
So, round times three. Oh, yeah, it's times three. So, it's 2,200 million.
Yeah, that's around.
Yeah. Times three, so, like one-fifth of $1 billion.
Yeah.
It's made back. It made as much as The Last Jedi, one-fifth. So, or one, whatever the math is.
Listeners don't know. He spent his real money on that movie. All the money he made from The Last Jedi.
Yeah.
He spent 100%.
Well, no, I think he spent majority of it probably
on that movie. I was just joking. I did not know. I don't know how production
works.
Actually,
I don't know how that works, too. But yeah, he written and directed this. It's a Agatha Christie? Mm-hmm. Is that how you say her name? Inspired, like, murder mystery, a whodunit. He's been promoting it. And I don't want to get into descriptive about the film.
Who did it? Just tell me now who did it, and I'll just blank out the word.
Okay. Really? You want to know?
I was just wondering if you're going to say it. I thought you were going to say it, and then I'll just blank out whatever you said, but never mind.
I don't want you to go through the editing process of this. But yeah, it's funny. It's not as funny as I thought it would be, but it's fun. I think all the characters did a great job in their own right when it comes to their portrayal of a family. And it's like, you know,
it's a family too. Seen the trailer one time and that was it.
And then
Daniel Craig's character is the only one that's not in the family, right?
No. Okay. And Lakeith
I thought you were going to say spoilers.
No, Lakeith Stanfield and Daniel Craig are not in the family. And then the main character, Ana de Armas, is not the main character. Right. I mean, that is not in the family too. But yeah, they all play like their fun roles. I mean, two of the roles here that I think sticks out because we always see them in particular films. Like Daniel Craig, he uses this southern drawn accent.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of sounds like Foghorn Leghorn.
Is that his name?
And then Toni Collette, the mother in Hereditary. She's a mother in here too, but she's more superficial here. She seems like an airhead almost, but she plays it really well. Sorry, I'm like burping in between
takes.
Anyway, that's I like the commentary in, I guess you could say, the social and political commentary it has. But overall, it's fun. Go in without reading it. I feel like there are probably a particular crowd that won't like this film.
Mm-hmm.
I won't say which crowd. Let's just say that their support right now is not the best looking point of view.
Or it's not great.
Yeah. It's not great. It was never great, actually. So... go watch Knives Out. And it's a short film. I think it's like an hour and 45 minutes.
Okay.
But yeah, I'd say if you love last year's or a couple of years ago, what was it last year?
Game night.
Yeah, you'll love this. Yeah, you'll love this 18. One. It will be like one of those. It's like edge of your seat, like who done it, and
a lot of twists. Okay,
a lot. And I'd say pay attention to everything that everyone says in the movie.
Okay,
and you probably could solve these twists right before they reveal.
Mm.
Yeah, it could be predictable for some people too. Yeah,
I'll check that out. It's a movie I wanted to watch today.
And then, you might not catch the person.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Speaking about not catching people, I'm going to talk about Watchmen. I will add to the list. It's a board game that we actually bought for our kids. It's from a YouTuber named Odds One Out. He's an animation YouTuber. So if you know him.
So he's not real?
No,
because you just said.
It sounds like you just discovered something. Like, oh, he's not real.
Yeah,
like,
because you said he's an animation.
He
isn't really a real.
No. It's a YouTuber. I forgot his actual name. Oh, James. So it's from James on YouTube. He makes this animation about
Robert
his life.
James.
Yeah, Robert James. But everyone knows him as James on YouTube. And then he has this animation about like just his life. His animation is literally just black and white. With blue a little bit, and then there's a little bit of color and whatnot. It's just him growing up. He's a young YouTuber, and
how old was he when he started his
YouTube
page?
I think 2014. So I don't know how old is he right now, but he is pretty young. Like, he literally just graduated college recently. I think, well, I don't know if he graduated, but he attended college. But he's a very like happy-go-lucky kind of guy that. He's very positive about everything. He has a positive outlook in life, but he's funny. He's not. There's a whole bunch of YouTubers.
He's good for the kids.
Yeah. Yes. There's so many YouTubers I don't like that my kids watch. I always
can you name one right now?
There's this one named. I as a parent don't like him because he's very annoying, and I don't want like oh he's
yeah.
the worst. His name is. Logan Paul. No, our kids don't watch him. Our kids don't watch Logan Paul or PewDiePie. The two I've told them never ever watch. Only Bizet know about them too. The controversy about them. I won't name the other ones. Okay, I don't want to put them on blast.
Why aren't you like at least helping parents prevent them from watching?
But they're just annoying. They're not
as controversial.
No. They're not racist. Yeah. Non-respectful dead people.
Yeah.
Type people. Let's talk about the positive YouTuber, the Odds One Out guy. So he had a board game. He recently kick-started a board game earlier or later this year, or I forgot when.
Mid-year,
and he had it released during December. So we got to play it. During Christmas, we bought it for the kids. They love playing or watching his videos. If you ever heard the term Subway, it's from him. Because in the videos, he can't say Subway at one point. He explains it too recently in another video where he didn't want his ex-employer to know that he made videos about Subway. But he actually did it as a joke. And then people just say it that way now, Subway. But he had a board game called Can't Catch Harry. It's a game based on a character, I guess, on his YouTube page. I have no idea. Even though I watch some of his videos, I don't watch every video. But all in the game, it's a lot of the characters on here are based on his character. Or a lot of the pieces and stuff like that in the game is based on characters that he had throughout his YouTube page. The game is very simple. It is a game where everyone gets cards. And each card you get... you get 5 cards each, and there's a deck of cards. Each deck has 4 of a kind of different characters. So there's say in this one, there's 4 kind of like characters, like 4 kings, 4 queens, like whatnot. And the object of the game is to get 4 of a kind. And the way you do that is pass a card around. So the first player starts with 5 cards. If they don't like the card, they give it to the next person. If that person doesn't like the card, you give it next. Until the one player got 4 of a kind. In the middle of the table are these 5 characters. And the one you have to catch is Harry. And then that's why it's called Can't Catch Harry, because it's hard to catch him. Because everyone's going for him. Each character on the board, and they're little statues. Ben's seen them. They're almost as big as Mies. Or
Amigos.
Amigos.
No, Meebos.
Amiibos. Amigos.
Not the Amigos.
The off-brand.
I'm pretty sure they're taller.
Yeah, probably a little bit taller. But Each figure costs points, and then the winner of the game has to have 11 points, basically. It's hard because you have to have exactly...
So when you catch them,
so each
you keep the figure?
No, no, you don't. Okay. You just told you tally it up, and okay. then you go to next round and whatnot. It's a fun game. It's a very simple game. That's why it's good for kids. I think, what does it on the board say? Like, up to what age you play it?
It seems like 6 and plus.
That's it. Okay, 6 euros and plus. Yeah, it, so yeah,
it may take 10 to 20 minutes.
Yep, and it is. It's a very quick. Yeah, it's a very quick game. I think it's a really, really, really nice, fun game. And for it's very fairly not cheap, but it's good for like $25 for a game that you get like this pad to put your. It's like
and the figures,
and you've seen the figures. They're really big and they're
endless
heavy.
Fun. You can never put a price fun. On endless
yes,
fun.
Yes. Yes. but yeah, go check that out. If you have kids that watch Odds Ones Out, I would support the guy, James. Ben?
And speaking of James,
uh-huh.
Because you know you can't catch Harry.
No.
And then is there a character named Harry?
I don't know. In Watchmen?
Yeah.
Probably there is, but I don't know.
I'm going to talk about the last thing on this list, and I think it deserves to be on this list. Is the television series Watchmen.
That's our last thing that we actually reviewed for as a discussion last year.
Yeah, last year. Oddly last year. I think this is a wonderful series. I think Damon Lindelof and the writers did a great job in adapting Alan Moore's and Dave Gibson's graphic novel, comic books. I don't know what you guys call it nowadays. I feel like
a visual novel.
I think
visual novels are actually the video games that Audrey and I play on date night. Those are all mostly visual novels.
Oh yeah,
it is very weird.
Yeah.
It's weird, right?
Yeah. I think Regina King did a wonderful job as the main character in this series, and all the other actors that helped her in this role. And I don't know. It's for me a very polished television series from Damon Lindelof, and I feel like everyone should just watch it. I think you get a better understanding, and you'll probably love the series more if you do read the comic books and watch the film, the Zack Snyder adaptation, even though that is it diverges from like the original source of Watchmen. I think it's a good way of just understanding it all.
Mm-hmm.
And there's little references to Zack Snyder's film. But yeah, especially what they did with the plot and how it reflects in today's time. I think having me putting like Watchmen and Knives Out kind of reflects of like today's times of how we treat people and like, you know, the political and social climate. But also like, you know, like in throughout the decades, like from the 50s, 60s and 70s and 80s, people respond to certain, I guess, oppression by making art mm-hmm. that would like combat it and reflect upon it. And I think these two content, Knives Out and Watchmen, did a really well, really great job this year or last year, 2019, in reflecting what is happening right now. So yeah, I put Watchmen on the list. If you want us to, if you want to listen to like our very in-depth discussion about it, listen to last week's episode.
Yeah,
I guess you could say. So, Watchmen.
So, yeah, we rounded off our list. So, we added itch.io, Knives Out, Watchmen, and Can't Catch Harry to the list. So, if you want to know why we entered all or have this on all in our list, you can listen to all of 2019. Like Tony on one episode explained why he added ginger ale. Am I saying that right? Ginger ale, lemonade, Canadian dry. One episode on our Avengers Endgame. Sierra and Anthony explained why they added Disney and Persona 5. On our Detective Pikachu episode, Sean and David explained why they added Spotify and Lizzo to the list, and then everything else is mostly my brother and I placed it.
I think because we didn't have any guests in the last half
much.
Of the year,
yeah.
So no one challenged us.
Yeah,
no one challenged us.
There was one guest I forgot to get is Jordy. He forgot to give it to me. So or I messaged him.
I was like,
yeah,
that was the last guest you had.
Yeah, yeah. So I forgot to get one from him.
Did he even mention what they wanted?
I think when we were talking, he recently watched our. he really loved The Haunting of Hill House. Is that the thing? But that was from last year.
Yeah.
But he kept on rewatching. He did mention a Viking anime show, but I forget what was it. I think I seen it one time.
Viking anime show. I've never heard of that.
It sounded really cool. But yeah, that's our list. I will post this actually on Twitter, just a screenshot. Then I'll add everyone who I'll thank at thank everyone who participated on building the list. And next year or this year, man, 20 things, Ben. We're going to add 20 things. Be tradition, we just add one more thing that reflects the year. So this is going to get bigger and bigger. We had trouble just doing the 18 from 16 to 19. So we'll see what we'll add this year. That's it for our episode. You can follow us on Twitter at TFA Now or like us on Facebook. You can subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and Spotify. There should be a link on this episode or on our Twitter page if you
do we have a Discord server?
No, we do have one, but no one's on there. So there's no point of like...
What is Discord? What would you use that for?
I don't know. I guess you have like topics to talk about, like episodes. Cool. But I also...
It's like a forum almost.
Yeah, it's a forum. But I've tried Discord. It's very hard to use. Like, I don't know how to use that. Like, it's... I don't want to really spend time actually on there. And I'm not really good at forums. Like, I'm not like a person that goes on
forums.
You want
to be a moderator?
No. I was like, I don't want to do this. You can email us if you have any questions or comments at contacts@thefrequentawesome.com. And yeah, that's everything for this episode. Ben, where can they reach you?
They could find me on Twitter and Instagram at Benjamin Abaya.
That's it. Yeah. For some reason, I was waiting for something else. You can find me at the most organized Twitter feed of 20x.
You're doing a new one, right?
Yeah. So I already started it, so you can go check that out.
And you already posted something.
Yes, about the new video of NPC of the Grace Broxner Frog Detective 2. So we started playing that. Very short video. It's probably 2 hours altogether, but we released it like in 30 to 45 minutes chunks. And we decide just to like we don't actually like play it all the way through in one sitting. We actually do take a break and play it and whatnot. Thank you, Ben, for joining me. I'm John Abaya.
I'm Benjamin Abaya.
And that was the Freaking Awesome Podcast.